spotlight on the unemployed. As the exquisite Miss Penelope Lacey, president of Lacey Fashions Incorporated, leaves her sports car at the family home, a postal truck backs out of the drive. Father Barber, in the fading light of a misty April afternoon, is standing on the front steps, peering apprehensively at an airmail envelope.
Hi, Grandfather. Uncle Paul upstairs?
Airmail special delivery from Daniel.
Oh? Where from?
Innsbruck. Yeah, this is very odd. Hazel usually writes the letters.
May I get by?
Eh? Oh, here it is. Go on in. I'll close the door.
Aunt Hazel must have had quite a shock when they heard Pinky had married Greta.
Yeah, they telephoned from overseas.
I'll bet. What did she say about it?
Well, when we got right down to it, she couldn't speak.
Really?
Daniel had to do the talking. Here, let me ring Paul's buzzer.
No, I've got it. One ring?
Yes, and if he's free, he'll buzz twice. Then you may go up.
No answer. Well...
Sit down a minute. It's after 5. He's been hard at it all day.
Go ahead and look at your letter.
Almost afraid to open it.
I heard Pinky lost his job.
Back from his honeymoon and out of work. Who told you?
He did. He's out scrambling. Is Grandmother upstairs?
Around somewhere. Long letter in Daniel's North Woods handwriting.
Where are Pinky and Greta planning to live?
Who knows? For the first year, anyway, she'll fly back and forth over the North Pole twice a month. It's difficult to settle down under those conditions. Let's see. Daniel says, dear folk...
Come on up, whoever you are.
Excuse me. Coming, Uncle Paul. Excuse me, Grandfather. Grandfather?
Yes?
I say pardon me.
Yes?
I'm going up to the studio now.
Yes, go ahead. Nothing but bad news in the first paragraph. If you see your grandmother up there, send her down.
Benny, come in. Make yourself comfortable. I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's just Pinky. Sit down by the fire. Be through in a minute. All right, son. What were you saying?
I gave Mr. McGillery your note. Well, he said to come back after lunch. He was very cordial.
Good.
But by after lunch, he cooled way down. I think he got in touch with Mr. Sears of the Trajada. He said he'd love to do something for a relative of yours, but meanwhile, the job had been filled and nobody'd mentioned it to him. He looked kind of embarrassed.
All right, Pink, come on home. We'll think of something else.
Yes, sir. I want to stay in the hotel business if I can.
Well, Penelope's here now, so I'm going to hang up. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, but think of some more people, will you? I've got to get a job by the time Greta gets home. She expects me to have one. I can't let her down so soon after the honeymoon.
Well, we'll keep at it. I'm hanging up now, Pinky.
Okay. I'll see you after a while.
He called me, too.
Oh? For a job?
He wanted to know if I'd hired another advertising agency after Charlie Bennett left. I haven't, but I kind of fogged that up until I could talk to you. Pinky said he wrote brochures for the Savoy, did he?
Yes, he did.
Any good?
Well, I've got one around here somewhere. Let you decide for yourself. Hey, those are smart ads you're running now in the Chronicle.
Charlie Bennett wrote those before he went east. He did a whole series.
Well, what do you hear from Charlie?
I don't. I don't want to talk about it either.
Okay, honey.
I don't mean to be rude, but the Bennetts aren't good for my insomnia. I had dreams. I grew afraid to go to sleep.
A recurrent dream?
Exactly the same every time.
About Charlie?
No. A woman standing on the railings, the bridge... with the wind whipping her skirt. You want to hear the rest of it?
Would it help?
When I woke up, I always had the feeling I had pushed her.
Still having it?
No, I'm better now. I hope talking about it doesn't bring it back again.
Just the opposite. Here's the brochure.
Ooh, what odd colors.
Yes, that struck me, too.
Whose idea?
Well, Pinky did the whole thing, as I understand it, and got a raise on the strength of it.
Mr. Sears must have wanted him to marry his daughter very much indeed. Uh-oh, here's a typographical.
Yes, there's several, and one misspelling. He put two S's in occasional.
Well, I'm sorry. It's sloppy. Here, file it away. I didn't put my business where it is by being sentimental.
Yeah.
Oh, golly, what'll happen if Greta finds out she's going to have a baby?
Oh, hold on. That bridge is way over the horizon. Let's not cross it yet.
Honey! Oh, honey!
Not up here, Dad.
Here's your dreadful news from Daniel and Hazel. Come on down.
It's 2 hours later. Pinky leaves Father Barber's big blue station wagon in the garage at the family home squares his shoulders, quickens his step, and goes bounding gaily in the back way.
Hello, ho, everybody. Hey, who's home? Grandmother?
Piggy, your grandmother is over at Hetty's helping Sharon with the prom dress. How did you get along?
Well, I talked to a lot of people. Friends of Uncle Paul's, Uncle Jack's, and Uncle Nicky's. I got irons in the fire, okay. Hey, what's this? A letter from Mom?
No, from Daniel. Your mother isn't feeling up to par.
Oh, that's too bad. May I read it?
If you like. She's had a stomach upset.
Right after we got Pinky's wireless from Reno, Hazel complained that... Local doctor. Stay in bed. Few days rest. I love to everybody. We do worry about Pinky. Well, nobody has to worry about me. I'll make it.
It says down there at the end they've heard nothing further from you since the wireless.
What is there to say? That my wife is working and I'm not?
Yes.
I'm waiting to send them some good news. And I'll tell you this, too. I'm married to a great little character. Greta has absolute faith in me.
Yes, yes.
She's got her chin up. She believes in me, and she's standing right beside me, sink or swim. Yes, sir, and faith will do it, too. I'm going to wind up president of a big chain of hotels. The Murray Hotels from coast to coast. That's what she said. She could feel it. She's absolutely convinced.
Yes, yes.
Say, Grandfather?
Yes?
Remember one time you offered me a job at the factory?
Yes.
Of course, I want to remain in the hotel business. I know something about that, especially on the night side. But until something turns up, you know, for carfare and stuff, well, is there anything I can do at the factory?
I've been thinking that over, Pinky. There's nothing in the office.
Well, I could write advertising. I did that for Mr. Sears. You saw my brochure.
Yeah, yeah, but we have an agency for that under contract.
Yeah, well, or the factory. I could shellac skis.
Yes, that occurs to me, but then we have the union. Only so many apprentices allowed, and the quota is full. I asked the union agent about that with you in mind, Pinky. He was very sorry.
Yeah.
I'll speak to them again, of course. And if you'll come in, I'll introduce you to the man, but even the owner has to abide by union rules.
Yes, sir. Well, that's the countdown. There goes the rocket. What time does Cousin Consider get up?
Huh? Pinky, didn't they tell you? Mr. Martin didn't come home last night. Your grandmother got a telegram this noon. He's in New York.
Oh, no. Why? Huh? Why was this? Because I got married?
He was waiting around thinking that you might travel with him. He loves you very much. If you wish to write him, he'll be at the St. Moritz.
Oh, then where's he going?
To Paris, I believe.
Paris? That's for CZ. That's good. Good. It's the perfect city for somebody that feels gay. Oh, excuse me, I gotta go have a business talk with Uncle Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck, my boy.
Pinky goes up the last flight of stairs to the studio two steps at a time.
Hi, Uncle Paul. May I come in?
Oh, come on in, son. I'm making a list here of some more people you can see.
Uncle Paul... Don't bother.
Well, come on in now. Sit down.
No, thanks. There's got to be some reason all this stuff happens to me. Maybe it's because somebody else is always up to his knees and helping me out. Well, I just decided this time I'll find my own job. When Greta gets back, I'll be working at it, too. Good night.
Well, where are you going?
I don't know yet. Somewhere that I won't see a bunch of worried relatives all wishing I'd never left the Navy. Hey, what about that? I was happy in the Navy. So long, Uncle Paul.
Pinky, come back here. Hey, Pinky.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 10, Book 134, Rally Round the Flag, Boys.